Some students need more support than others to get their education. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Paul Dosal, professor of Latin American history at the University of South Florida, describes how to identify these students early on.
For campuses with tens of thousands of undergraduates, identifying individual students who need support is difficult, and it rarely happens before a semester is too far along to be salvaged. The key is early intervention. We started utilizing a predictive analytics platform a few years ago to identify students at risk of not meeting their graduation goals. The analytics worked perfectly, pulling in student data from our systems and producing lists of individuals who were most likely facing challenges. But this information by itself didn't solve anything. It just pointed us in the direction of issues that needed to be uncovered and fixed. At first, we weren't set up to act on the data until we formed a cross-functional persistence committee to oversee the initiative. We then implemented a healthcare-like case management model where the Office of Academic Advocacy triaged each identified student to learn their challenges and then coordinated with 200 cross-functional faculty and staff to provide support services. One example, we had a high-achieving freshman whose grades started slipping and exhibited a waning class participation. A timely email and meeting with an academic advocate uncovered that the undeclared, out-of-state student was homesick, had broken up with his girlfriend, and was feeling lost on our large campus. With help, this student was connected to student organizations on campus, did some career exploration, declared his major, and was soon back on a successful path. Predictive analytics has earned its place on our campus as a powerful tool in our comprehensive student success movement. However, without an institutional culture that places students at the center of our work and believes in them, no digital transformation effort will contribute much to student success.
That was Paul Dosal of the University of South Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.